Life comes at you fast. But when you're a clout-chasing woman pushing 40-plus, and all of your little schemes for fame and fortune didn't pan out, you have two choices. Get a real job, or sell your intimacy. And Elisa was like a Mary Kay girl. She opted to sell, before blowing up for beating her Down syndrome nepo baby boyfriend simp, allegedly. Who, honest to God, this guy's a real piece of trash himself.
Do you want to talk to this person?
Yeah, let me point out how they're like worthless bums. Every single one of them.
After hearing him talk down to Elisa and anyone who wasn't as rich as his father, I see why she started wagging. I'd have pushed him out of a moving car myself personally, because I do not have the milk of mother's kindness. Anyway, this guy's father is Mohammed Al-Bur, an owner of an auto parts conglomerate in Canada and the U.S. named Farman International. Apparently, this guy in the car, Felisa, was spending thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, on e-girls. It's kind of wild. And according to Elisa herself, in this tweet here,
2 hours before the assault, Elisa Jourdain admits to receiving $2 million from her boyfriend before assaulting him and posting his private financials into the Discord.
This is a mess from start to finish. No wonder it got so violent. A little bit more backstory on the now self-proclaimed IRL queen. From what I gather, Elisa was on the Howard Stern show back in 2012. She was Miss Howard Stern, a bit player attaching her wagon to the talent vacuum known as Benji Bronk. Now, since I had to sit through this, you will too. Here's the song that they recorded together. It's Audible Poison, put through the filter of autotune. Whenever publications talk about this woman, they label her as Howard Stern star. Sure. And Google also labels her a singer.
No.
Elisa was also engaged to Andy Dick at some point in time about a few years back. You want exact dates? You look it up. How about that? It lasted for 5 minutes. And she was allegedly the driving force behind the short-lived Andy Dick live stream career that was nothing short of chaotic cringe to watch. It's an old closeted homosexual in complete and utter decline. What a treat.
These clips of Andy Dick are rough, Stu. It looks like he's living in a mobile crack den, vomiting into paper bags. Truly, this is quality content.
Oh my God. I can't. I'm sorry. Ugh. Andy, what the hell?
There was also a stream after Andy Dick was beaten savagely for what I assume was looking for rough trade, as they call it, on the streets of Vegas. But according to Andy Dick, it was an impromptu beating. We're not going to show you the clips because Andy looks terrible and YouTube would flag you for it. Elisa has some very odd streams on her YouTube channel. I don't even know how to describe them to you. It's like E-list celebrities or something, and you just watch them in all different states of disarray. Don't forget the Botox streams with Tan Mom. Truly, this was a psycho circus.
I don't know what to make of anything I've seen in this woman's live streams.
On April 11th or 12th, could have been the 8th. That's when she was charged. Who knows? Who cares? This is all a waste of your time and mine. Anyway, Elisa does her usual live stream to like 20 people, but this time, baby girl decided to give us all gold dust. She got into an altercation with a police officer, with her simp nepo baby boyfriend, where she almost got arrested at the beginning of the stream. It's wild.
I called Sarah. Sorry. Regardless of what had just happened here, if you had hit him right in my presence, regardless if he's quiet, be quiet and listen to me. No matter what he said, you would be going to jail. Do you understand?
All right,
you
must not that's fine. That's fine. That's fine.
This is serious. Elisa, calm down.
But I really don't want to talk to you anymore. Do you understand? Nice talking to you. Have a nice day.
Then we get to the car ride that turns into a domestic abuse case. It's all there.
You know, different sentences that he...
Sir, I'm sorry about this.
Don't talk.
Idiot.
This is quality content. This is probably the best live stream I've seen since Only Use Me Blades was dragged out of a window by the police.
Brian Riso donated $4. I have a... Any of you cops come through that door is getting... Go ahead and see if I'm bluffing for you. Anonymous donated $4. 400 years of not okay.
Let me tell you, it's like watching Cops, but it's totally unhinged. Whenever this guy speaks, she gives him a whap in the mouth. My grandmother used to do this to me. And that woman knew how to pimp slap, allegedly, right? She starts doing a little dance, a la Pulp Fiction, before Dolly got a can of whoop ass. But to be fair to her, I bet she had to suck this guy off. And having him tell you you're worthless the next day probably put her clean over the edge. So I advocate for, I stand the alleged beating. As of today, Alyssa has deleted the best live stream she's ever done, which is tragic. It was literally like the equivalent of Led Zeppelin recording Stairway to Heaven and then Jimmy Page taking the reel and throwing it out of the window. She also gave a statement video to TMZ where she retells events to everyone on screen.
Imagine I did not turn on that live stream and the same thing happened. I could be dead right now. I was thrown in the road I was thrown like out of my car onto the road and strangled.
Everybody in the comment section is absolutely roasting her because you can't retell events that everyone can see, you know? She was booked on the 8th right here for Battery, Touch or Strike, 7803-1A1. These look like the numbers I'm going to play for tonight's Mega Millions.
He knows me from the radio. I'm a radio person.
How long have you been?
Because I said I'm going to kill you, but all women say that.
I can't.
About their handcuffs? Wait. Okay, I'm very stupid. I'm going to jail tonight. Can I take a Xanax, please?
You are getting arrested.
Oh, my God. Can he not watch?
Okay.
So I'm going to have a mugshot.
Andy Dick and Benji Bronk weighed in on the controversy. It's not really worth the energy to read these tweets, but I'll do it anyway. It's my job, and much like McDonald's or Wendy's, I have little choice. Benji Bronk says,
many have reached out asking for my thoughts on Alyssa Jourdain. Here they are. Alyssa is very creative, super talented, and the most importantly, has a huge heart, and I'm always rooting for her.
I gotta give it to you, Benji. After getting to know the guy she was allegedly whapping around, I was in her camp, too. Except I do not support the doxing. That was bad. It was really funny, though, because, like, they're in the car and they're, like, yelling at each other. She's going all over this dude. This second, the literal second, he goes, she's half your age. Alyssa went off the deep end.
Yeah, what's up?
She's half your age.
Delete the number, please.
Omae wa mou shindeiru. Nani?
You never tell a woman that the other chick is half her age. It's grounds to be stabbed. Anyway, Andy Dick, Alyssa Jourdain is not engaged to Bohoram. I probably got that wrong, and I don't give a shit. She's engaged to me. Look it up. Any questions, DM me. Thanks. You know what's sad? Part of me wants to get Andy Dick on my live show just asking questions, but the other part of me does not want to deal with Andy Dick. Anyway, if you want to be successful like her, she's running the IRL Queen Academy. It's like the bootleg version of Jake Paul's financial freedom before he went into boxing. Hopefully, Alyssa Jourdain does the same because she's got a mean right cross, baby.